Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. All right, so now we know, because we know Matt can't say who he's going after. Yes. So what does the computer suggest?
The wall.
Ian?
Wait, say that again?
The wall.
Ian?
We're going to get Paul Skeens?
Wow, Paul Skeens. Rookie phenom, Paul Skeens.
Nice.
Wow.
We would have interest there. I can confirm that.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:12 on Wisconsin's Morning News, every time some official opens his or her mouth, we learn more terrible things about the security lapses and the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life.
And very little about the would-be assassin, Thomas Crooks. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Crooks.
I think it's fair to say that we do not yet have a clear picture of his motive.
No, unfortunately. Wray, speaking before lawmakers on Wednesday, says a lot of his search history encrypted, so they don't really know if they'll ever even be able to find some of what Crooks may have been doing online. He does say that investigators have found a little bit. They have learned a little bit about what he was Googling and what he was searching. He was searching public figures. He was also searching details about the JFK assassination.
Analysis of a laptop that the investigation ties to the shooter reveals that on July 6th, he did a Google search for, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy.
He also spent time on site a couple of times, including with a drone before the rally.
It appears that around 3:50 p.m., 4 o'clock in that window, on the day of the shooting, that the shooter was flying the drone around the area.
The craziest part is we still don't really have much of a motive, and as I said earlier, it's possible we may never learn all the details.
And you want to understand, but I'm kind of less concerned about that and more concerned about all of these lapses, all these touch points that security, be it Secret Service or local law enforcement, had with this guy who was acting strangely. So many tells, so many tip-offs that you didn't have eyes on this guy for the duration of the event. Mm-hmm. Or that at least until you did, you didn't say, Mr. President, let's give it a minute here.
Yeah,
we're working
back
on a security
stand
thing.
Stand back.
Right?
Get off the stage.
Get it figured out even before he goes out there, mm-hmm. until you have eyes on this person whom you, at several points, identified as being suspicious.
So the Trump campaign, in the meantime, has said that it's not going to conduct any outdoor rallies, at least for now. He did have a rally on Wednesday in North Carolina, and he brought up Milwaukee. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Milwaukee was great. They did a great job. The stadium is new. They built it for the basketball team, which is excellent. You know the Greek, right? The Greek. He's a good player, but they built it for the team, and it was like new. And it was one of the most, I think it was the greatest. I really believe it. It couldn't have been better. It was the greatest convention that anyone's seen thus far, Republican or Democrat.
That must not be a basketball fan, but that's okay, I guess.
Right, yeah, the Greek. Well, we do have him, right?
That's true. We do have the Greek freak, yeah.
So, available to watch him playing for Team Greece here in the Olympics.
That's right.
Sports is up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers do not practice today. It's an off day for training camp, at least as far as field work is concerned. They might still be drying out. All the talk in camp on Wednesday was still about Tuesday's practice that was staged in a, as one reporter described it, build an arc downpour of rain. Was it strategic? Head coach Matt LaFleur even got a question about whether he decided to go ahead with the rainy day practice because of how the game in San Francisco ended. The playoff game got a little wet there at the end. Were you remembering that? Did you think there were things specifically to work on? Nah. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he just didn't think it was going to rain that much.
I really thought that it was only going to rain during Indy, and it just kept coming down. And I don't think anybody anticipated it was going to be that hard that long, but it was.
I don't know. I don't know what the forecast they were getting there in Green Bay. Like, was the forecast bad? Did he not look at it? Did he just look at the app on the phone?
Yeah, curious.
By 10:30, only 10% chance. You know, like,
oh, we'll wait this one out.
Yeah. It's kind of the equivalent of the scene in Caddyshack.
I keep playing. I don't think the heavyset's going to come down for quite a while.
Yeah, let's just wait it out. It's not going to get bad here for a while, guys. However, doesn't mean there weren't lessons to learn. Sure. He was asked about safety of players. Were you worried about guys slipping or getting hurt? And he said, no, the field is in really good condition, so I wasn't worried about that. And actually, not bad to press on through tough weather.
I didn't feel like anybody was in danger, so that's why we stayed out there. And, I mean, shoot, just the nature of the beast playing up here. We're going to have some bad weather games.
Yeah, Packers quarterback Jordan Love still refusing to practice until he gets a new contract, and there are no updates to share on that progress this morning. Back at the practice field tomorrow.
Coolest part about the Brewers as they continue to learn from Pat Murphy, their manager, is that they keep winning while they're learning. Brewers win over the Cubs Wednesday afternoon, 3-2 the final at Wrigley Field. Now, out of the All-Star break, the team going 4-1 on their road trip, and there's a couple of games there where Murph was like, hey, let's go, guys. Like, you've got to teach these young kids what to do and how to do it. Wasn't happy with their at-bats, but hey, a W is a W. They're back home tomorrow night against the Marlins. It is Yacht Rock night. Brewers captain hats for the fans tomorrow night at American Family Field. We are less than a week away from the trade deadline. It's Tuesday, 5 p.m. The Brewers, of course, sitting in first place.
Who might Brewers GM Matt Arnold be targeting? Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey.
I would still bet on Matt Arnold adding some kind of arm.
Arnold has already executed one trade, bringing in a starting pitcher, executing a similar move over the next several days. Much easier said than done.
General managers want to hold those trade pieces as close and long as they can and try to squeeze just a little bit better player in return. So much of the deadline now happens right at the deadline. And I think that will be the case again this year.
Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
And we will ask the GM, Matt Arnold. He joins us for Brewers 360 at 7:45. And I promise you he's going to give us a name.
Yeah, this is the guy we're going after?
I promise you.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes.
7:45,
you'll find out.
Right now on Wisconsin's Morning News. Should see fighter jets buzzing the skies over Milwaukee today. Milwaukee Air and Water Show is this weekend. Air Force Thunderbirds, the featured performing group. They're due to fly Saturday and Sunday, 3 p.m. Typically, though, you'll see here and feel them. Rumble the organs in your body if they're close enough.
It's neat.
Buzzing around downtown in the immediate suburbs, getting their points set, figuring out landmarks. So it can be jarring if you're just here out in the yard, right? Or just walking around. Oof. So that is what's happening today. Meanwhile, EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh rolls on today as well. Mentioned to you, I took my son Max with me when we went up earlier this week. He's 17. He'd never been.
Yeah.
And I said, go on the website, look at stuff. Like, I want to see what you want to see. So tell me what piques your interest and we'll go see it. And he said, what's the deal with home builds? What is that? They have an entire section at EAA, the signage out there so you can find it. It's called home builds. He's like, what is that? I reminded him that the first E in EAA is experimental. I told him home builds kind of run the gamut. They can be anything from the ultralights, which is, this isn't fair, but it's a glorified lawnmower engine with a wing and a tail, right? We saw one of those. He's like, where does someone even go in that? Like, yeah, that landed here. That flies. It can be that or like someone who actually builds their own airplane. So I take him over there. We caught up with this dude from the West Coast. His name is Dave Nason. No relation to our Fix-It Show guy, okay. David Nason.
Not all aircraft in the home built section are created equal. This is no ultralight.
No. It's all wood, too.
What gave you the impression that you could build an airplane?
Oh, well, I've always growing up, we always were building. We've always done this, and no reason why you can't. Everybody's got to build something, and none of it came out of a can.
Well, I don't know about you. I built a Pinewood Derby car.
And that kind of comes out of a can.
Even that wasn't real good. But this guy built an airplane. It's beautiful. Greg Pancake Hill, the producer of the program, has some pictures up here if you're watching us on the live stream
it's
right
gorgeous.
Now. It's a red two-seater. It's Italian-designed, a single-engine aircraft. The lovely Mrs. Nason was there grabbing some gear out of the cockpit, you know, and when I was chatting with Dave, you kind of hear the air show going on in the background as well. Dave built this airplane himself from instructions and a kit. Took him 5 years.
On the instructions, you get to, well, I guess we're done with those pages. No, you just keep going until it's all done. You don't really know you're close until you're done. You finally got it all together, and now it's time to go. Now it's time to fly it.
Tell me about that first flight. What was that like for you?
It was interesting because I flew in the Air Force, and when I was going to fly this, I was getting all nervous. I said, well, they let you fly jets with you, no time in the service. Go home and fly the dumb thing. So I did.
Go home and fly. I got to get this thing up in the air. That's why I built it. The pride he and these other hobbyist pilots have in not only their aircraft, but meeting up with one another. You know, we're talking about same themes with the Harley-Davidson homecoming this weekend. Mm-hmm. Just being in that community. Yeah. They used to call it the EAA fly-in before they sort of rebranded and called it Air Venture. And the fly-in is still a huge component of this annual event. Dave has been coming for more than 20 years.
No one else has flown this airplane but me. I mean, I've given hundreds of rides, but I've never seen it fly from the ground.
Tell me how much you enjoy coming out here to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
We've been doing it for 20 years, and this is almost like maybe our last year, but there's so many friends that we meet out here. I just can't not come.
Another cool thing, if you're curious and you walk around, go up to them and ask them questions. Oh, they love it. They would love to tell you about their aircraft and maybe even give you a ride. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. 18 and under get in free, and the gates open daily at 7 a.m. Coming up against the MLB trade deadline, we have Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold live with us on Brewers 360. And you're convinced he will give us a name.
He'll give us a name.
Who are we going after?
And we'll find out.
Okay, that's coming up at 7:45.
Pimple patches. You ever heard of a pimple patch?
No.
It's a pad that you put on your pimples or your blemish or your zits if you're a tween or a teenager, right? It's got the little medication on there.
Okay, and yeah, right.
Well, now, pimple patches are becoming a fashion item, popping off as Gen Z turns a condition once considered embarrassing into an opportunity to accessorize. Pimple patches used to just be, you know, beige tones or skin tone colors.
Or something you'd put on at night, I would suppose, right? Mm-hmm, you don't want anyone to see that.
Now, they're stickers. They are hearts. They are flowers. They are little airplanes.
Do you have pictures?
Yes. You want to see some? Here's some. Yeah, she's got some on. Some stars on her face. Here's a girl who's got some on. See that? Smiley face. Cherries. Playful pads are part of an ongoing. You want to know where this is coming from, right?
Yeah.
The skincare craze. Global market that's projected to grow from $184 billion to $400 billion by 2035. Every TikTok is someone wiping their face with something, doing their makeup work or whatever it is, their skincare. Millie Bobby Brown, she's from
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. She's hot on this. She's got her own line of these little pimple pads with little stickers.
Well, we've been concerned with skincare since ever, right?
Yeah.
But now, I guess social media is just a new avenue to into kids' heads.
See kids wearing stickers on their face. That's why they have a pimple and they're wearing these things. They trade them at recess.
They trade the stickers?
That's what the industry insiders tell us they do. Yes, I don't know if they're really doing that. I did ask my 12-year-old, well, she's 13 now, if she's ever had the stickers like this. She said no. She's used pimple pads, but not ones that have like little hearts and
things. I guess if you can get to a healthier place about it where you all acknowledge, look, we all got bad skin. We're teenagers. You know,
yeah,
it's tough, right?
It's a thing.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. At 7:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News, Harley-Davidson Homecoming kicking off today. If you don't ride, but you still kind of want to enjoy it and get into it, there is a ton of stuff for you to do and for you to see. Some of it's even free. We're going to get into all of that just after 8 o'clock this morning. I guess the official opening ceremony isn't until this afternoon at the headquarters area there, but the stuff is getting underway at 9 o'clock this morning. You probably already heard a few.
The most iconic of all the Milwaukee companies? More than Miller?
That's a tough one. I mean, I guess, does everybody immediately, who's not from here, does everyone immediately associate Miller with Milwaukee?
Or
maybe
Harley.
Not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe more Harley. That's a good question. Yeah. Right. American Family Insurance.
It could,
Madison.
It could be on there.
But of course, there's that. So a lot of stuff to do and see if you want to experience Harley-Davidson weekend, the homecoming. Some of it's free. Some of it's ticketed. We'll get that all that out to you coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Got to make room for Matt Arnold here. Eric is convinced that Brewers general manager Matt Arnold is going to give us a name of a player that is on his radar here for the trade deadline.
There's only one way to find out.
Brewers 360 is next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Packers do not practice today in training camp. Scheduled off day for the players back at the practice field at Reinicke Field. Open to the fans tomorrow at 10:30. And I got no update to offer you on the contract negotiations between the Packers and Jordan Love. Love still sitting out practice as he waits for a new deal.
Off day today for the Brewers after a great start to the second half of the season. They go 4-1 on their roadie after beating the Cubs again Wednesday afternoon 3-2. Up next, the Marlins at home starting tomorrow night.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Guys, good morning.
Couldn't wait to ask you about this. Your manager, oh, by the way, I'm sure you heard, was out there basically saying you stole Churio. What did he say? This guy should be getting $150
million. $50
million. I don't know. That's maybe not helping you.
No. I mean, look, I think what he's saying is that, you know, hopefully – no, what he's saying is the kid's been great. I mean, honestly, like, we couldn't be more proud of that guy, and Jackson is doing everything that we had hoped we'd signed up for there. And you know, he just continues to get better every day. I mean, he really does. He's been playing great lately. It's been awesome to watch.
So the trade deadline is next week. And as we like to do, Matt, as you know, we like to ask a series of questions because we know you can't just say who you're trading for. So I have four questions for you that we're going to be able to diagnose who your target is, if you wouldn't mind answering these four questions for us.
Sure.
All right. When you go to the deli.
Did you hear how excited he was?
Can't wait.
Okay, good.
All right, Matt, when you go to the deli and you're looking for a salty cured meat sandwich, if it's not corned beef, you're looking for...
Wow. Is it pastrami? I don't know.
Okay. Curious. All right. Interesting answer.
All right. Okay.
Pastrami.
I think that's
all right.
The answer.
Next one. Pink Floyd is known for the rock opera, Another Brick in the...
Another Brick in the Wall.
All right. Write that one down. We'll have to take a look at that. When families head to Slinger to the Little Switzerland snow hill, some people like to snowboard, others like to...
A lot of people like to go skiing.
All right. Does that work for us? Okay, it does. And when movies are made, the director films a bunch of...
Wait, say that again. So it's, sorry.
That's okay. I understand. Movie? This is important. When movies,
yes, it's very important.
When movies are made, the director has the cinematographer there and the actors, and they film a bunch of,
actors.
Yeah. Those actors are
part of the movie.
And the movie has many
scenes.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll take those answers and Greg will run it through his little answer there. And we'll find out who it is you are targeting for this trade deadline.
Okay. While we wait for the computer to spit that out us. One other thing that I thought was interesting in our conversations in the past, Matt, is you said in terms of who's available, now with the expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball, fewer teams at this point are sellers, right? Because there are enough teams in there that maybe could be in the mix.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's the market is a little bit slower because of that, and a lot of teams are involved, and so there probably aren't as many good players that are available to trade for, and so that makes it a little harder to access those guys for sure. But look, we have a lot of guys coming back off the IL. I think, you know, starting with Devin Williams, hopefully in the next couple of days, he threw the ball really well last night again. On rehab and a number of these other guys coming back that we like a lot, Joe Ross, DL Hall, et cetera. So it feels like, you know, if we're not able to access somebody there externally, we certainly have some really good options coming internally as well.
Does Christian Yelich on the IL, does that change anything as it comes up to the deadline?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, we're going to miss Christian for, for all the reasons that we know. I mean, he's just been great this year, and him coming back and being an all-star is something that's just incredible. So I do think we're going to miss him for sure. Certainly open to looking outside, but we do have a lot of really good outfielders as well. And I know that those guys are going to need to step up here while he's out.
When does your phone start really buzzing? Is it an hour before the deadline, or is it generally in the day before? When does it really start to really get going?
It's usually all year. I get to turn it off like Christmas morning sometimes, but no, it's going a lot, you know, and that's great. I think it's keeps us busy, and it's a lot of fun to try to put a good team on the field for everyone.
Got Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold on the line. Do you have battery anxiety with your phone, like, around these times? Like, do you not let it get below 50%? I got to plug in.
Always. Yeah, no, I need a charger close. Yeah, no matter where I am, I'm always looking for a charger. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, are we done with our computer is still processing what
our computer's slow this morning. Now I'm making them slower.
Curious.
How long you got today, man? Anybody on the other line?
Well, but honestly though, like, when it comes down to we're just fascinated by the process, Matt. Like, this idea of, like, if you lock in with someone, okay, we have a match here, we think. Are you one to, like, okay, let's sit on this for a minute because I need to sleep on it, or is it pull the trigger, gotta go?
Yeah, there's so many factors involved. I mean, it's sort of the urgency on our end. You know, it's also weighing what the alternatives are, whether that's internally or externally. And so we always want to, you know, we don't want to go too fast on anything, but you also don't want to miss out. That's hard to know, you know, in these blind auction type of deals, you know. So you're sort of shooting in the dark, but you're trying to make your best guess at what you're able to access. And so, look, if you really want the player, you got to go get them. Be willing to give up something to do it.
All right, I believe we have our Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. Has our computer spit out an answer?
All right, so now we know, because we know Matt can't say who he's going after. Yes. So what does the computer suggest?
The wall. Ian?
Wait, say that again.
The wall. Ian?
We're going to get Paul Skeens.
Wow, Paul Skeens. Rookie phenom, Paul Skeens.
Nice.
Wow.
We would have interest there. I can confirm that. He's pretty darn good, isn't he? Fun to watch.
It's nice that Pittsburgh has offered to throw him.
You have to give up half your starting lineup, but you know, right?
Nice of them to do that.
Really appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for playing along with us today.
Always, thank you guys so much.
Are you rocking the captain's hat for Yacht Rock night?
Am I?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever it takes. Yeah, let's go.
All right.
I'm out there. I'm a big fan. Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks, Matt.
Wall.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.
Wall.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch is off today, back sometime next week. I think that's a vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Tausch. It occurs to me. As we kept Matt on the line, I hope he wasn't missing a call from somebody.
Yeah, his phone's blowing up.
Hey, no, sorry, man. I called you before. I called you first,
man.
Matt. Right.
Way to go.
Yeah, way to go. Very little surprises me anymore about Milwaukee. Born and raised here, seen a lot. I have high expectations for our city and for our region, as you know, E.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I got to tell you, I was stunned when I saw the plans. And in fairness, at this point, they're just plans. For this space just north of the Marcus Performing Arts Center, which right now is a parking garage. The city, as we told you earlier, has been in the works trying to redevelop that whole space at Water and State. And they want to do it up to the river, right? They want to knock down the garage and had talked about a mixed-use plan. So mixed uses, residential, commercial, parking, you know,
sure,
the whole deal, right?
All that.
Good idea. Parking facility is aging. Space underutilized. I thought, okay, we'll get a parking structure with some first-floor retail restaurant-type space. Maybe a few condos on the river. Instead, the city announced a negotiation with the developer, the Neutral Project LLC, who has massive plans for the site that include erecting the tallest building in the state. Greg Hill, producer of the program, he's got the renderings up here on the live stream for you this morning. Total investment of nearly $750 million. A parking garage is part of it, yes. Also, 300-room hotel, skyscraper, public plaza. One of the buildings would be mass timber, which is a really trendy new building technique. We got a couple of those here in Milwaukee already.
Yep.
40,000 square feet of retail. I use the word audacious. Like, just a huge, bold, almost how dare you even imagine this for this space in downtown Milwaukee.
It looks super cool. Not going to lie.
Everybody likes renderings.
Yeah, right? Renderings are pretty special.
This is not a done deal. And I would be surprised again if it looks exactly like the rendering show, like when it's all said and done, things change. Common Council has a say in this. And once those guys get their hands on it, you know, like, well, why don't we move these shingles over here? And I don't think it should be this tall. This is not offset on the, you know, right? At 15 people all offering their little two cents on the project.
Let me ask you this, and I mean this, and I hate being this guy. I hate being this guy. But do we have the capacity to fill these buildings? Are there enough renters who would want those units? Are there enough businesses, office companies, or anything that would take up all of that space?
It's a good question. The reason that I'm optimistic for it is because in many cases, and you know, sometimes they get a sweetheart deal from the city on the land, usually, right?
Always.
Some sort of incentive there, but there's still a lot of their own money invested in these projects, right? And sure. So you're not going to build a building that you think is going to sit empty. So as long as they're willing to put up the cash. Now, the city, here's the key line in the news release from the city. City is proposing a one-year exclusive right to negotiation with possible extensions. So that means that this isn't a done deal. They're going to be going back and forth. And as I said, you're going to have a lot of people in the Common Council who want to weigh in with their two cents. So it's not a done deal, but it is a bold plan and a huge investment in Milwaukee. 7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.